Okay. Oh, hello, hello, hello.
We're nice and loud.
I know, right?
Woo! Switch that a little bit. All right.
Let's do it.
Where's this button?
Maybe not.
Oops, I hit the wrong one.
Whoa, I was like, weird. Where'd Taryn go? Enough boy talk.
I thought that looked funny.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. And we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is going to be a very, very short episode because I'm in the process of moving.
Woo! Big things are happening in Vicky's life.
And Sarah's life.
Oh, yeah.
We will get to that in a moment, but just a heads up, you can contact us if you want to, reach out, give us a topic, do a rant sesh. You can do that via Facebook. We're just The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram is at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us, which is awesome. We'll play your voicemail on here. We'll read your text messages.
Yeah.
It's like 253-778-6029 or thebroadcast99@gmail.com. And before we get into all our lovely stories, because stuff's been going on, we did get another text message.
Ooh, is it from?
It's from Moose.
Moose!
Because last we heard, like, he got a new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was open with him. Like, we weren't sure if he was allowed to do stuff with other women, if she was going to be with other guys, or was she going to be with other girls? Because I think she didn't want to be with other guys, but that means, was she going to be with girls?
Correct.
What was going on? And so he says, okay, so here's the situation. My girlfriend can sleep with any woman she wants outside of exes. And the same goes for me. We had a few threesomes, which has been great. I guess I wasn't sober when sending that last text. Moose.
Wow, so you both can sleep with any other female.
As long as they're not an ex.
And they can have threesomes. Yep. I wonder if, do we know that his girlfriend was bi?
Yeah, well, it's kind of implied when, you know, we talked about them having threesomes before.
Well, I don't know. I'd have a threesome with a girl and I'm not bi, but
I mean, you're kind of, so people think sexuality is black and white and red, I guess. Like you're
black
you're,
and white and red.
Because like some
that.
People are like, you're gay or you're straight or you're bi.
Yeah.
They're think of it as a spectrum. Kind of like how you have all these different colors. You're not black, you're not white. There's a lot of different grays and blues and different
purples and pinks.
So it's like I'm not pinks. So you aren't bisexual, but you are willing to do stuff with a woman and have fun that way. And you are can still be attracted to the female body and, to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, you're not all the way straight. You're not necessarily bi, but you're somewhere in that spectrum of closer to bi than you are straight. But
yeah, but it sounded like she's dated women before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if we knew that she's actually had been in relationship with women, but I feel like we've known that she's
I think that's pretty crazy that she is okay with him sleeping with other. Like, I understand, like, guys usually don't care if their girl makes out with another girl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fascinating that she's okay with a straight male hooking up with other females.
I think it's
besides her.
Two things come to mind. One, some people kind of have that genuine fetish or have like, hey, it's kind of sexy that another girl wants you because then I'm going to have sex with you and I get to have you.
I get
so,
that.
So that's a thing. So she doesn't mind. I think the other thing is.
But then the actual other girl getting it. I'd be like, oh, my God, but you got it, too.
It's also guys usually have a harder time getting dates than girls.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be farther and few between. Like even like because a girl like we can
sorry,
go.
Moose.
I mean, it's true. Like females and males. Like if I go out on the street and I go ask 20 guys, hey, can we have sex? Chances are most of them are going to say yes because I'm a girl
yeah,
and I'm offering
are.
Free sex. No strings attached. If a guy does the same thing, he's going to get reported to the police.
Yeah.
So it's easier for a girl to have sex. And I think it's even easier if I'm a girl going up to other girls. It'd be easier for me to have sex if I asked 20 women. Chances are I'll probably maybe get a yes. Guys, maybe not.
Yeah,
not as much. Unfortunately,
not.
It's kind of like the whole online dating rule. It's like girls get all the responses. Guys never get any responses.
I wonder if so now, like, so the threesomes they have, like, I wonder if either of Moose or his girl hits up the girl for just like a one-on-one.
All right. Yeah.
You know
that's
what I
the
mean?
Next question, Moose.
Like, have you done that yet? That's just, I'm just so vanilla when it comes to that kind of like, if I have a boyfriend, that's it, done. Like, you're not sleeping with anyone else, I'm not sleeping with anyone else.
Well, you're still pretty adventurous when it comes to the actual sex. You're just,
that's true.
You're very much about the monogamy, though.
Yes, exactly.
Which is nothing wrong with it, as long as you know what you like and your limits.
Yeah. And I think it's fascinating that other people can, I don't know, just like switch off the jealousy or just don't even have that jealousy. And I'm just like, wow.
I honestly have a feeling that within the next 20 to 30, 40, 50 years,
we're going to be so old.
Yeah, right. But it's going to be the norm.
Yeah.
Like, because people are starting to question, like, we, especially like our generation, and you and I are very lucky that we have parents that are still together.
That's true. That's like, very true.
We are the very abnormality.
Yeah.
So because we are the generation that grew up really seeing our parents just like fight and divorces everywhere, like, we kind of see a lot of people just kind of not wanting to get married nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you have a ton of friends that are like, I never want to get married, or there's no point? Because we did see all that. And they're really like, if you find somebody that you truly care about, maybe, yeah, maybe get married one day. But it kind of just feels more like, let's just be together and
it's
not
crazy
deal with that.
I totally get that. And I totally like see like, okay, getting married and signing papers, like that can be such a bitch to get divorced. And we've had friends that have gone through it. And it seems like a nightmare and a headache and a lot of money if it's not like a mutual thing.
Well, even if it is a mutual thing, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah. But then I also think like, I don't know, because I know people too that like don't want to get married, but then end up having kids. And I'm like, okay, that's more
of a commitment.
Yeah. So I don't get the whole, you have kids with someone but don't want to marry them. But I'm like, kids are a lifetime long commitment too. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't do the other one.
Like, I mean, at least with the, when you have like the wedding documents and all that stuff, marriage documents, even if you don't want the wedding, because a lot of people are kind of like, it's just a lot of money
really
I'm spending.
Yeah.
I feel like there's two camps. There's the ones that really want the wedding and want to spend all the money. And then there's the other ones.
I'm like so in between. I go back and forth. I'm like, because I really do want a big wedding, but then I'm like, the money is not worth it. But then, so then I'm like, well, I'll do half and half, but I'm like, I'll just do a big party and then a courthouse. But then I'm like, but I want like bridesmaids and I want like my dad to walk me down the aisle.
You can still
like,
do that at the courthouse.
I know, but then that's like, the courthouse isn't that big, so then I'd have to like limit the guests, you know?
Depends on the courthouse. Well, that I always thought of having just a party.
Yeah, like I want a huge party for sure, but at a party, you don't really have the whole like, everyone stands up and looks at the bride and dun,
I mean,
dun, dun, dun,
I don't want that song.
Da, dun, da, da.
All right, speaking of marriage.
Sorry. Okay, that was a little extra.
You went to a strip club. I know. You were already planning your bachelorette party.
I know. Yeah. So last time we talked, I was off on my way to Portland. Went to Portland. It was awesome.
You didn't get jealous or didn't freak out?
I didn't. No, it was
proud
it was
of you.
Amazing. For some reason, in front of these hot, beautiful, naked, perfect boobs, but actually pretty, pretty hair, you know, like gorgeous. I still felt like my boyfriend gave me like a lot of attention.
He did good.
Like loved it. Yeah, no, he did very good. But it was great. We got there, first stop. We were there at like 4, so we wanted to do some touristy things. Mm-hmm. And I was in my sweats, what we drove there, so sweatpants, sweatshirt, whatever, not ready to go out. But we went to Voodoo Donuts, and right next to Voodoo is Kit Kat, which is a strip club. So my boyfriend's like, let's just get a drink or two in there. And I'm like, I look like a schlub. Like, I look like a homeless person. Which, by the way, Portland, you have so many homeless people.
Yeah, they do.
On the corners, on the streets, asking for money, won't leave you alone. Like, pee your pants, homeless people. I was surprised because I thought Seattle had a lot, but there was a lot down there. Anyway, so we went to Kit Kat, got a few drinks. It was really, I think I was the only female in the place that wasn't a stripper. And there was like maybe 3 or 4 other people there. It was like a 5:30. I felt like it was like a private show, but I didn't really know what to do. And I was so sober and I didn't even know, you know, where should I put my hands or whatever, you know, where's my tongue go? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. But yeah. And so then we went back to the hotel, drank a little more. We actually got ready and like looked appropriate to be going out, and then went to Deja Vu.
Ooh.
And then went to Casa Diablo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you get some food?
Oh my, we got food at both places. And let me tell you, so I would say Acropolis. Wait, did I say Acropolis?
No.
What did I say first? Where did we go first? What did I just say?
Deja Vu.
No, not Deja Vu. Acropolis.
I was like, they have a Deja Vu.
No, we went to Acropolis first. And I'm going to say Acropolis had dank drinks. They had a special, which was peach Long Island iced teas. They were insane. I liked the girls way better. I thought they were sexier and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But Casa Diablo, and probably because the vegan in me is saying this, but their food was
legit.
But I liked Acropolis overall better.
It's funny because when I went, my buddy's like, oh, you know, let me dress up. I'm like, it's Acropolis. And it sounds like it's a fancy joint.
Yeah.
Don't dress up.
No, it's serious. It's like, it has the whole vibe of like a sports bar, like a really big sports bar.
Like that's been there forever.
That the workers have worked there forever. And they're not even like, they're like, oh, yep, there's a stripper. Like I've done this for like 40 years. You know what I mean?
The gal's just like wearing hoodies. It's like, okay, what can I get for you?
And some people seriously just go there and eat steaks.
Yeah.
Like I saw just chill in there. Just like, oh, I want a salad and a steak. Let's go to the Acropolis. Like it's not even a big thing that they're naked women. But it was awesome. And Casa Diablo, they say it's like really kinky. And
is it not?
I mean, I don't know if we went on a weird night. I mean, it is kind of kinky. There were some toys on stage. Mm-hmm. Girls would
do stuff to each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So at that, I was like, okay, like that's kind of weird. I don't normally see that at a strip club, but I was expecting some like fists and some like, I don't know. I don't know if we just went on an off night or something, but we stayed until like they kicked us out because they were closing.
Well, I feel like that's pretty kinky to other people and you're used to hanging out with me. So I think you were expecting like... what weird crap are you going to get into that Vicky doesn't do on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, I've seen Vicky do this. Whatever. But I did make friends with a stripper in the bathroom. So it was one of those moments that she was sobbing because all I heard was, but like, that doesn't pay the bills. Like, it's so part of a movie. And so I like went to her and I'm like, oh, girl, what's up? Like, are you okay? Like, oh, it's going to be okay. Like, and then her other stripper friend came in and then I got kicked to the curb. But I was like, find my boyfriend and I'll buy you guys drinks. Like, and it was so funny because then like 20 minutes later, my boyfriend and I are just like sitting watching the strippers. And then like, she's up and like she like spread her legs or whatever and was like, oh, hi. And like, and I was like, oh, we're like friends now.
Like, it's like, yeah, we've known each other forever.
I should come up and use something on you, you know? Like, just
like, hey.
Yeah, but it was overall really cool. Really fun.
I had a good time. And what'd you do for Thanksgiving? Because that's why we didn't podcast. We were on Thanksgiving break.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. Wow.
So you don't like Thanksgiving food?
I don't like Thanksgiving food. I don't really like Thanksgiving. I like that we have it off. That's cool.
What'd you eat?
I ate Chinese food.
Yum.
A lot of Chinese food. Pasta, a lot of pasta, and I drank so much wine. Like Friday the entire day was terrible. I was dead. Legit dead. But it was good. It was fine. Did you have a good turkey day?
Yeah, we ate a lot. My mom, we were supposed to have tamales. We ended up not.
Oh, homemade tamales?
Yeah, because my mom made a big batch with my aunt and my two aunts, and they froze them and we were supposed to cook them and, you know, all that good stuff. But she had made, originally my aunt was supposed to come into town, but she couldn't get a flight out. So my mom pulled out a bunch of chicken. She's like, well, what am I going to do with this? So she made like arroz con pollo, which is like chicken with rice.
Arroz con pollo.
Cheese.
It's like a soup?
No, it's like rice mixed with chicken. Like it's a whole mixed
thing. Oh, okay.
Thing. It's not like chicken and rice on the side. It's like arroz con pollo means literally rice with chicken, but it's mixed together in like a really yummy sauce. And it has a ton of cheese, and it's so
good. That's not Thanksgiving at all.
No, so that was our Thanksgiving lunch.
Oh, no.
Because my mom made it.
A lunch and a dinner?
Right. No, because my mom made that. She's like, I need to use this chicken. So she made a big batch of it. It was a huge batch. And so we ate that, and then we decided. We usually eat dinner pretty early.
Yeah.
Like 4, and we ended up doing it way later.
Oh, I bet.
And we did, like, ham. My mom makes, she doesn't like making a bunch of potatoes anymore. She used to do mashed potatoes and it's called a Russian salad. It's basically potatoes, peas, and carrots, and mayonnaise. It sounds gross, but it's really good.
I was like, it sounds nasty, but it probably is pretty good.
Yeah, it's like super bad for you, but super delicious. Did that, got some rolls.
So you got no mashed potatoes?
No, I'm going to make some though later.
That's like your jam.
I love mashed potatoes.
Do you not know how you did too? I mean, it was actually
kind of... that's the reason I didn't make mashed potatoes either, because we were
so full. It was kind of weirdly good because I had Chinese food, but I didn't overeat. Usually on Thanksgiving, I feel like complete crap, no matter what I eat, because I just want a little bit of everything. But then there's like 20 sides. So you just get a little, and then you just feel like garbage. But I didn't do that. But I felt garbage because I drank too much. So I guess
that's
I kind of got it anyway.
Overall, I'm trying to think that since this is going to be a quick episode, because I have to go move this weekend.
Yeah, I think you should let everyone know what the hell.
I won't go into too many details, but it's just easier if there's some, it's easier if some personalities don't live together.
Girl, I feel it. I can't live with 99% of humans. Or if I did, I would set them on fire.
Probably.
I would.
It's interesting because there's certain friendships, like as they evolve, like as people change over time, either split up and not be friends anymore and either leave on good terms or don't, or, you know, you learn to adapt with them. It's like, well, you know what? Maybe I found this funny and this person doesn't. And I know you and I have had that in our friendship. And like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you as a friend.
Aww.
But I think that because you're very upfront and honest, which is helping me kind of figure out, okay, maybe what this isn't. Something be jokey funny isn't really, because it could be offensive and hurtful. So I'm really aware of how I conduct myself and how I am as a friend. And I hope you notice that, by the way.
Yes.
I hope you've noticed me trying. And so, but it takes two. It takes.
Oh, completely.
It's like, hey, I don't like it when you do this. And it's like, I will try to be more understanding, but understand that this is also not okay in my world. So, and it's,
even if you come to like a crazy head about it or like an argument or just a blow up, which you and I have.
But a couple times.
Yes. But then can come back from it and be like, okay, what's not working? What can we? Because honestly, I think friendships are they're a relationship.
Yeah.
It's like that's what a lot of people I don't feel like understand. And that's why some people get so like, oh, like I can't be like you expect so much out of me as a friend. I'm like, you're my friend. You're in my life. Like, of course I expect like. All of you, you know,
like, right. And like, and there's also like, for me with like some friends, I have friends that I will only see once in a while. But when we get together, it is all about us. It is all about
our
friendship and stuff. And I like that our friendship has evolved to where like, you know, we're at work. Sometimes I don't talk to you for like 2 hours. I'm like, oh, crap, I haven't actually talked to Sarah yet today. But it's like when we do talk, we can be real.
Yeah.
We can talk about personal stuff. We can talk about silly stuff.
Totally.
We can. And when we do hang out, when we do get a chance to, because we're both pretty busy.
Yeah. But then if you, like, you had a problem with me or something, or if I had a problem with you, like, in all any of my friends, I'd want them to be like, hey, like, this is what...
What's up?
You know, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I will try to not... Or I will try to fix that, you know?
Right. And it's that communication. I'm not the best communicating because I'm afraid of, like, pissing somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm confrontation. And I try to avoid it.
No, because it's uncomfortable. It's a lot of people don't like that.
And there's many times that I've wished, even in the recent, you know, present and past and stuff, that I wish I would have been a little bit more, I would have stood up for myself. But looking back, there's some just personalities that you can't do that with. You can only handle them in very small doses. So it's just easier to like, you know what, if I want to conserve some friendships, maybe it's better that we split off. And like that was like with my personality that I used to have, like when I was a teenager or even in my early 20s, like I couldn't stay with my parents. Like we would fight all the time over nothing.
Yeah.
Because we would see each other all the time. You'd run out of things to talk about. And so then you start thinking of other stuff that ends up leading into an argument. It's like, okay, we can't be doing this. So now that I will be moving back in with my parents. So that's
welcome to the parent club.
And I'm hoping in about a year time, like if everything goes well and we can now get along, because we are different people than when I was when I moved out.
You'll find out real quick.
Oh, yeah. I think they are more understanding, too, because like I was 20 years old. It's like I want to go out. It's like it's midnight. Where are you? It's like I'm 20.
Yeah.
Like, OK.
You still live under my roof, though. My roof, my rules.
I think they've accepted that I have tattoos, that I have this personality. I'm going to go do my thing. I'm going to live my life, and I feel are going to be more open about it. They're still going to worry about me. It's like, hey, where are you going? You're going to be okay? Okay, call me if you need a ride, kind of a thing.
I mean, my mom, every time she like comes back into town and visits, she's the one texting me at like midnight or asking me like if I'm going to come home. And then the next morning, because I don't do that with my dad's used to it. Like if I'm not home, I'm sleeping at someone's house. Like, call me if you're really that concerned. But my mom's like, I don't know how your father does it because I'm worried about you all night and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, all right, well, calm down.
Like, it's okay, Mom.
You'll just get a call from jail. It's fine. Just kidding.
It's like, yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it, Mama. But I think if it all works out fine and we can get along, my folks and I, then... And this time around, I'm not a, you know, dumb 19-year-old. Like, I've kind of learned to...
You're just a dumb 28-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I
mean, not inaccurate, but yes. It's just like now I understand what it's like to live with people. Like, because I'm going to feel like more like kind of the same thing. Now I'm kind of understanding the whole roommate status, because it's like I want to respect our spaces, but I also want to be a family again. Like I love that family dynamic, like having a family dynamic, like with my other roommate. Like I'll make a big thing of food and I'll eat some. And then I'm like, hey, buddy, you hungry?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I want to feed you. Come up here, please eat. Like, I love doing that to people. And that's just part of my culture.
Totally.
Like being you a Mexican,
love I love through with, food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like hugs and love and all that gross stuff. So it'll be nice to be able to get home before my parents and cook food. And my mom's like, we're going to start working out together. Yeah. And so she's all excited. So we're going to, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to be cooking food, we're going to come up with healthy stuff that we're going to make and we're going to go to the grocery store together. And it's just going to be fun to have a communal feeling, which I haven't felt in a while.
Yeah.
And I thrive in that. I like that community feeling. I'm not a loner. I can be. I like my space. I've grown to like it as I've gotten older, but yeah. I like that communal feeling. And I think I'll be able to get along with them long enough to get my down payment for a house.
Ooh, Vicky's growing up. What is this?
It's weird, right?
Adulting at its finest.
I know. And this is, and I talk to a lot of people, and I'll probably go more into it on a later episode because it was a hard decision for me to make.
To move or for the house? Or both?
To move back in with my parents.
Just because of the
stigma.
Look down.
Yeah. Just like, I feel like I failed. Like, I told my dad, I'm like, I kind of feel like I failed. Like, I failed being an adult. Like, I paid my bills. Like, the only thing my dad pays for is my phone bill. And that's because it's connected.
On a line.
Or
yeah.
on a thing. So it's just easier this way. And that's the one thing I allow him. And I've always prided myself that I've busted my ass. Like, I never wanted anybody to say, because of your race, because of your gender, because of whatever, you were handed an easy ride. Or you don't deserve this because it was too easy for you. It's like, no. I put in my time with everything I have done, whether it's get my own place, whether it was my job or any jobs I've had.
Yeah.
It's like I've done it. So I've never wanted anybody to like just kind of minimize what I have done, even though, no, it doesn't matter. It still hits you.
No, I totally. I mean, like I still get a lot of backlash or whatnot from especially kids that I grew up with because we all grew up together, Marissa around, and we're so hoity-toity and rich and all this crap. And I live with my father and I love it. Mm-hmm. And so when I think, like, for you, like, you're moving back in with your parents because you, one, you don't have to. Two, you just hate the living situation. And my thing is like, hello, you're smart. You're going to go somewhere where you don't have to pay rent. You can save your money, be responsible, be a responsible adult, and then buy a house, and then look at you now.
It's like,
who's winning now?
Who's on top of the world? Yeah. And I did have to talk to a couple of my friends, like friends that I respected. I'm like, this doesn't make me a loser, does it? They're like, no, this is a really great idea, especially since you have the opportunity. And it's one of my mom's. Like, I'm glad when I made the decision, it was because I was talking to my mom. And her and I, like, it's one of those relationships, too. Like, we don't talk too often. Like, I'm not on the phone with her every day. Mm-hmm. But when we do talk, we talk for a little while. And it was her convinced. She's the one that convinced me. My dad would have picked up, I would have probably not have made the decision because he makes it a little too, like, I don't know. They say the exact same things, but
dude,
somehow the way my mom.
A way.
Right?
It's just the caring, sweet, like, you're my mom kind of. I came out of your hoo-ha way. I was in you at one point, mom.
It's like, she's like, yep, this was your first apartment right in here, yeah. This uterus. But she's just like, this. It sucks that this is the situation, but you're not happy. And that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. You're not happy where you're living because it's just not working. So just come back here. Like, we don't have much, but we have this house. And
Hell
we can
yeah.
offer, this is what we can give you. And we can give it to you as long as you want, whether it's 2 months or a year, however much. It's like, this is what it's there for.
And you know what? The fact that you even have that and someone welcoming you with open arms.
It's just, it's a blessing. Like,
for real.
Like, that's the one thing I'm very grateful for. So happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, really.
They're actually really excited, by the way. My mom came up. She's like, my baby's coming home. And my dad's like, when are we getting your brother back? I'm like, God.
Aww.
Because that's the culture. It's
you're going to be like, when you move out again, they're going to be like, it's like, all over again.
Heartbreak. Well, when I went to Mexico, we were walking down. They're like, oh, yeah, so this was the old house. And then this is the one your other grandparents lived in. This was your uncle's house. I'm like, everyone lived on the same street.
I love that. And I really do.
So it'll be nice for a while. And then I'll have hopefully my own place in like about a year or so.
And then you'll just have to get the balls to say goodbye again.
Oh, no, that's easy.
Will it be?
Because I'm an organizer, so I'm like, I can't wait to put up my bookcase and to order my mugs.
In your imaginary house right now.
I do that all the time. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to build this for my mugs. I'm going to have them on display. Oh. I'm going to move my couch over here. I want to buy this house.
It. Wait, is this going to be just you or are you going to have roommates in this house?
It depends how much money I have and how expensive the house is. If I can afford it on my own, hell yeah, I'm living by myself.
Hell
yeah.
Look at me adult now, bitch.
So that way I don't have to do anything. If I want to leave that bowl in the sink, I'm going to leave that bowl in the sink. Like, I don't have to answer to no one. And especially because it's my house. Even if I had a roommate, it'd be my tenant.
So you'd make them pay rent. That's smart. Yeah.
Like, I might if it's a good situation and if it's a good, fit. But as of now, we shall see. And if it turns out that my parents and I just can't get along, then I will get my own place.
Oh, like an apartment.
So. Yeah, it'll be up north, so a little bit less expensive, for sure.
Well, if you ever need a place to crash, my dad and I's place is open.
Well, I appreciate that. I know I have a few friends who are like, if you need to get away, you can always just come. And it's going to be weird because I'm going to be my hometown, so I'm not used to being around. Like, oh my God, now I could see you? You're five minutes away? Let's hang out. Or, oh crap, let's not hang out.
Yeah, let's see. I don't want to see you.
But yes, we'll leave it at that.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
On making a decision, standing your ground, getting out of an unhealthy situation.
Yes. Speaking of healthy, my ass is going to look great because I'm on the third floor.
Ooh,
all those
girl,
stairs
like
I'm climbing.
Stairmaster.
My ass hurts.
In the best way.
Yep. But yeah, we'll chat with you guys next week. We only got a couple episodes left until we go on vacation. So
oh snap. And then it'll be 2018.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.